one of the Magdim the Levada, it's a choshev and mitzvah to give tzedakah. Chas v'sholem. Avada is a choshev and mitzvah to give tzedakah, and we don't mean chas v'sholem to speak against the rabbonim that sign on different signs to give tzedakah. But as signs before Purim, matones le'avyonim mehudorim. A lot of people put up signs. Matonis le'avyoinim me'udorim. And the shaila is if Sidah is a musik from Matonis le'avyoinim me'udorim. Sidah avyoinim me'udorim. And the shaila if it's good as Bichlal Sidah is a science. Maybe it's against the halacha to have some science. Sefer Moyadim Vizmanim. Ramesh Sternbuch, Chelek Vov, Simen Kvov, he brings down that Yesh Evyoinim for Yesh Anim. Sudah Musik from Evyoinim, and Sudah Musik from Anim. He says, Evyoin is more poor for Ma'ani. Evyoin is more poor for Ma'ani. Why? Ani is not embarrassed to ask tzedakah. Oni is embarrassed to ask tzedakah. He doesn't have money, but he has some covet, he has some stolz. Evyoin is already not embarrassed even to ask money. He says, in Purim you have to give matanas le'evyoinim. Not le'anim. Someone doesn't have money, but you know, no one knows that he doesn't have money. Not good for Matanas Levyonim. Has to be someone that is really not embarrassed even to ask for money.
The people that go around in Shiva saying those are called what we would call an Evyon.
We'll see.
Someone with Baron David collects what we call an Ani.
We'll see about names, we said. About names. He says that when he was young, he remembers that he heard that he would send Shlach Matanas Levyonim from Poilin to Lita. So, but the Poilishe, Sido Anim, or Banishkin of Yoinim. But Lita, Sido of Yoinim. But the Poilishe, they fell stolz. They didn't have money. Even Anim, or Banish of Yoinim. Now, Hashulchan steht klar that you could give Matonis to Yoinim also to Anim. You don't have to be marked with the Chumah from Moshe Sternbuch that they have to be of Yoinim. From Moshe Sternbuch, a lot of the cases that we collect today don't have a din of Evyoinim. They have a din of Anim. But Evyoinim, these people are really not embarrassed that people will know that they don't have money. Not everyone came to that madrega yet. The famous Maisa, they say over that it was a person that said that he has an Evyoin Behudo. He would give a tonus to Evyoinim. So they asked him, who is the Evyoin? He didn't want to say because he wanted to keep him for the next years. So if everyone will know about him after 1 year, he's Anishkin Evyoin. So he wanted to keep him to be an Evyoin, that he will have an Evyoin for all the years. So he never told who is the Evyoin that he gives the Matanas Levyoin to. And the same thing is the Sefer Shalmi Toido, Anilchus Purim. He also says that there's an Inyan to give to Evyoinim Mehudorim. I don't mean Nafka Evyoinim and not Anim, but Mehudorim. But if you gave to a person and you found out that he's not an Oni, he has money, you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah. And this is the reason everyone is looking before Purim for Evyoinim Mehudorim. All different people go around, they collect, we know Evyoinim Mehudorim, Evyoinim Mehudorim. They're trying to give the tzedakah to Evyoinim Mehudorim. I wanted the mevar today in the shir of sida as a musik. I know a person gives batonas levyonim. Someone collects in yeshiva. So Bocher told him that this person needs money and he's collecting money for it. And then we find out that the guy is not poor. You are yoytzem batonas levyonim, or you're not yoytzem batonas levyonim. This is the first shayla. The signs and all of these vada rabbonim tells you batonas levyonim udor. You have a mitzvah to give matonas levyonim. When a person comes that goes around and besmedrish is collecting money, you gave him the matonas levyonim this year. You're yoytzer or not? You know, we have to have udor mita echsha. This person knows this person, this person knows this person. Does it shine? So this is one inyan that I want to find mevara today. The second inyan to be mevara is a aloch en shulchan aruch kol apoyshet yad nois nimloy. The shadow, what is the pshat? Every guy that comes over, you have to give money? Some people go around and collect, kol apoyshet yad nois nimloy, kol apoyshet yad nois nimloy. So take every guy that comes over, you have to give money. So nishto azah aloche, lo yoyo ve lo nivro. Lo yoyo ve lo nivro. These are the two things that I want to be mevar. To mevar this Indian, we have to see the sugyan bo metziya dafa in ches amud beis. The Gemara state as a, mageves purim lepurim, ve ein medak nekim badovo. Mageves purim lepurim, ואין מדקדקים בדובו. זוג דרשי. אין אומרים דיום בפוחס והמויסור היפו לקישר צדוקו. אין אומרים דיום בפוחס והמויסור היפו לצדוקו. אלו לא יקחים הגולים לרויף בכל המועס, והמויסר שלו יספיקו לאכול בפורים, היא מוכר ואיפה לקישר צדוקה. סורה שלו יש פשט להקדס. מגבס פורים לפורים, מגבס פורים לפורים, ואין מדקדיקים בדובו, you're not מקפיד. To say, we collected so much money, they don't need so much, well, we don't have to spend all of the money. No. All of the money that was collected, you spend food for Purim, and if the food is left over, you sell it. The Ramban Bo Metzia brings down a Nayib Shat. He brings the Rashi, and then the Ramban says, Ein medagdikim adovo, loimar, oni ze roi, ve oni ze ein roi. Elo noisnim lakoil, sheiyu hakol smeichim imon. Again, it's Purim le Purim, ve medagdikim adovo, כלומר, אין מדקדקים, עוני זה רווי ועוני זה אין הרווי, אלא נויסנים לכל שיהיו הכל שמחים ממנו. בין רווי, בין אין הרווי. וימי שמחה כסיב. ומשלח מונס לראי וכסיב. וזאת ברמבן. אין מדקדקים הדובו, he's poor, he's not poor. אלא כל הנויסנים לכל, you give everyone. Why? Sheyu akul smeichim imonu. You want everyone to be happy today. Yimei simcha ksiv. Mishlach molas ish l'reyu. Why you have to give mishlach molas to your friend? What, he's poor? The Torah says you're trying to make people happy. V'chein motzosi b'Yerushalmi, zok b'Ramban. Ein medagdikim b'moyes purim, elo kol apoyshet yad liton noisnim loy. V'chein aminek, shenoisnim afinu legoy. So the Ramban is pshat, ain't medagdikim badovor if he's poor or not. The Ritva HaChadoshim, we have today Ritva HaChadoshim of Metzir, Dvorim Mefuroshim. Aval Mirushalmi Yomru, ain't medagdikim badovor, elo kol apoyshet yad noistim loy, keloimar. Ain't medagdikim imuoni o eloi, elo kol apoyshet yad noistim loy, she'ein yoim ze midin tzdoke bilvad. אלו מדין שמחה ומשתה, שהרי אף בעשיר עם כסיב, משלוי אחמונס. ומטעם זה אמרו רבו ישראל, שלא יסנים אף לגוי. So the Ritman, the Ramban state, Magenes Purim lePurim vein nedagdikim v'adovo. Don't check if he's poor or not, because in this day, Loshana Ritva Chadoshim, ain't the midin tzedoke bilvad. Elo midin simcha umishta. The Ritva Yeshonim brings it down and he says, v'loy nire mishloach mones. What is the shaykhitz of matanis lev yoinim? Matanis lev yoinim is lev yoinim. What is the ain't nedagdikim v'adovo? So I have a first machlekes. Ritva Yeshonim learns Matanes Lev Yoinim has to get the poor people. Ramban and Ritva Chadoshim learn no. Ein Madakdikim Madovo Rimuoni Oilav. You may Mishnah Vesimcha. So Mishnah, what is the Pshat? Mishloach Mones I give to my friends. Matanes Lev Yoinim I give to the poor people. But I don't check if he's poor or not.
Matanas
Lev Yoinim is like Mishloach Mones. Near each other.
So if I'm
Baal, we'll see if you answer one, both. Baal. The Oruch HaShulchan means that was the minig they gave the Chazonim, the Rabbonim, the Gaboim. He said it's a minig kosher because everyone wants money today. Everyone wants money? I'm saying it. Terat says, those are the mitzvah. Mishloach Mones ish l'reyu, matones lev yoinim. It's not a parsha of tzedakah. It's a day to make the oilam happy. I want to explain the loveliness of the chakira. Till this year, we learn pshat that one of the mitzvahs of Purim is to do tzedakah, to be busy with tzedakah. Some people even collect oitzrim or oitzar svarim. The mitzvah to do tzedakahs. No, it's not easy to make tzedakahs today. Ratzeneinu shehakol yusmeichim. We try to make everyone happy. Our friends, we send mishloach mones, and the poor people, we give money. But mele, we don't have to check behilchus anias if he's ani or not. If he wants money and he comes to collect, give him. Now, loshen
Rambam. You have to give him
some money.
You can't give him like
2 shekels. What? It's not enough. Loshen Rambam. Chayev lechalek la'anim b'yoyim apurim. En poichti mishte anim. ואין מדגדיקים במועס פורים, אלא כל הפוישת יד לא יסתים להם. שוכנוך, חייב אודם לפחוס שתי מתונס ושתי אביונים. ואין מדגדיקים במועס פורים, אלא כל הפוישת יד לא יסתים להם. ומוקם שנוהג וליטל לעקום, לא יסתים לעקום. אז רק למשנבור, מכל מקום, יונד יויצה מתונס לאביונים, בגיבים תגוי. מה שאומר למשנבור, but if you ain't מדגדיקים בדובו, you יויצה. So let me make a seder what we have now. Lefi the Mishnah Brura, Ad Mishnah Brura learns the Shulchan Aruch, Ramban and Rashbo, if I gave Matanas Lev Yoinim to two people, and they were not really poor, I'm Yoytze Matanas Lev Yoinim. But if I know that they're not poor, and they're not collecting as poor, it's no Shaychas. But if they're coming to collect, Kol HaPoyishat Yad, nice thing, man. And Ad Rabbah, we don't want to check. Every sign, ani mu'udorim, is against the idea of Chazal. Chazal, retzeneinu shiyuat l'tzmeichim imonu. Chazal say, ein medaktikim adobo. Don't check if he's poor or not. That's what Chazal tell us. Ein medaktikim adobo. Don't check if he's poor or not. Ki retzeneinu shiakul yusmeichim imonu. This is Shitas Ramban, Ritva, and as any Mishnibur is Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. Mashenke lefi the Ritva Yeshonim, if you would give to someone that is not really poor, you're not Yaitze. When I say, lefi the Shalve Toido, or Meshe Shtambuch, you only if someone is taki poor. So what the Mehadrim do? The Mehadrim do like this. They give two tzedokes, two matones levyoinim, שתי מתונס ושתי אביונים. מתונס לאביונים. שתי מתונס ושתי אביונים. They give it to two אביונים מהודורים. But they want to be יועצת the רוח of חזר. So they also give it to two people that come over. This is clear. After you gave it to two people, I want to explain. The thing we're learning פשט now, כל הפוי של יד נויסטים לוי, doesn't mean that it's unlimited to give to everyone. It's not a pshat that it's unlimited. Kol HaPoy Shidya means don't check if he's poor or not. If he has his gift, but how much people I have to give to? Ein menag dikim bedovo. Elo kol HaPoy Shidya, neistim loy. This is the ghetto. Kol HaPoy Shidya, neistim loy. Kol HaPoy Shidya, neistim loy. Das is the ghetto. Well, this is the ghetto of Kol HaPoyshet Yad Noisnim Loi. You don't have to give more from two. But the ruach of Kol HaPoyshet, the kind of aloch of Kol HaPoyshet Yad is, don't check if he's poor or not. If he wants, give. Again, only two people. Every person will get from different people. Mitzad Sheini, lefi the Ritva and the Shal, Nitali Don and Nomesh Shtarambuch, if you don't give to a real poor person, you're not Yaitze. So if I give to two guys that go around in Yeshiva, I'm not Yaitze. And the Tzad that are not poor. So if I give the two poor people, so I for sure yoytze. Maybe I'm not yoytze the knetch of kol apoyshet yad neistim loy. I will not be yoytze the knetch of kol apoyshet yad neistim loy. Then I will not be yoytze taka. The din of kol apoyshet yad neistim loy, I will not be yoytze. Then I will not be yoytze if I will not do kol apoyshet, but lemaise I will be yoytze. So I will not be yoytze the knetch of kol apoyshet yad. So the ma'adrim do both. They give the two animu. So if the first people that come over with them is animu, dorim, bseder. But if not, they give to two animu, dorim, and they give to kol apoyshet yad neistim loy, and they give to kol apoyshet yad neistim loy, and like this they covered.
Are they going to
make the Ramban
the Ritva?
No.
Animu,
dorim? Right, I guess, for sure. But on the tzad, what do we do? You have to be yoytze both.
Should make sure to give to first.
Kol
pesheh
yoytze, and afterwards
give
to animu dorim, in case we're yoytze. Ein echanami, for sure. See, man, the problem today is that they come before Purim and they mess it up anyways, yeah? But you're right. This is the best thing. I'm sure the first two people that come around in the morning to collect, not for themselves, not to collect himself, that's nishkin, no shaykh is kol pesheh yoytze, yeah? But two people come to collect, they get. Now, who cannot learn like us, Mr. Shail? The Hainu, Lechu'ur, and a few what we're saying. So, okay, Rabbi Shtarnbuch, Ritva Yeshanim, Abba Chutzim, the Ritva Yeshanim, Be'etzim Lechu'ur, it's often a Rishayinim. Mo'ez Purim Lepurim, Shechon Oruch. Ve'im Medagdikim Badavo. And Lekol HaPoyshet Yad Neistim Lai. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the tzad not to learn like us. See, but we learn in Pashas, it's derech ha'emes. The tzad not to learn like us is to learn there was two things in Klal Yisrael. Was Moes Purim, and was Matonis Levyoinim. Matonis Levyoinim, you give to poor people, mazel. There's another zach that is called Moes Purim. Moes Purim is money for the Sudev Purim. It's a ander zach in Ganzen. It's money for the Sudev Purim. And the money for the Sudev Purim, that ain't the Daknikim Badovo. Everyone comes free to the meal, everyone can come into the Sudev Purim. But the Matanis Levyoini belong Dafka to the Avnyoini.
Is Nechon Sudev Purim?
No, you have to give them, not you eating.
It's a mitzvah.
You have to give, supply a Sudev for the Purim. Azevi was Klal Yisrael had the Gabet Stoker was collecting Moes Lepurim.
So if you invite two on him to come to your house to eat,
I don't know if we have Moes Purim today. There was a collectish of money. They collect money for Moes Purim.
But isn't that also connected to Ramban? That's what we gave to Goyim even.
What is Sheikhs? Was Moes Purim. Was Moes Purim. Everyone they collected money to supply meals. It was a base of Tafshil. Was Gaboy and Tzedokah that supplied meals every day to the people that didn't have the enemies of Tafshil? And was Moes, like Rashi says, Magebes Purim Lepurim, they bought a lot of food, was left over, they sold. Yeah, but it's very doichak to learn like this Pshat. So we call Makoyim, Bepashtas, we're learning Kipshut. So again, we have to remember, it's two drochim. It's one, the Ech Shaloyi, Kolapoy Shadiyah, Levi. all the drochim doesn't mean that you have to give to everyone. Maybe it's in Yonim, you don't have to give to everyone that comes to us. You have to give to two people. This is the Ikara Aloche. And again, order two real anim, order not the check. If you want to be Mehadar, you do both. Avada, if you gave the two of Yonim, you're Yoytze. So now that we know that there's a chiyuv to give matonis lev Yonim, let me give a varah zayin. What is exactly the gather of the chiyuv of matonis lev Yonim? What is the chiyuv? The first, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to give matonis lev Yonim for mois ma'isah. Ma'isah money you cannot give. A lot of bochim have this mistake. They have their ma'isah money and they plan to give it to matonis lev Yonim. Mishnah Berurah says, you're not yoytze matonis lev Yonim with ma'isah money. Why? Kol dovol shebechoivo, you can't give him ma'isah money. The Mishnah Berurah says, but you can add for ma'isah money. Nahainu. That you can add to give to more people, not only to more people, even to the same money, you could give one shekel not for ma'isah money, and 50 shekel for ma'isah money. What's the name of the shiur? So because be'etzem you yoytze matonis lev yoinim, and you're adding, the fact that you're adding becomes a chelik of the ma'isah mitzvah. How much money you have to give to matonis lev yoinim? The Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem the Ritva shtei prutas. The pruta in Eretz Yisrael is less than a shekel. But a lot of poskim hold. Sharet Shuvah brings them down. Machzik Broche or Chashulchon B'Korchaim has to be matone chashuva sheyochel liknois ma'acholog minasod daspurim keshiur gimel beitzim. And Avada Shtimis with the lomdas we explained before. That's not a din tzedake. The yisoid of matones nevyonim is not to be yoytze mitzvah tzedake. Is ratzoneinu sheiyu hakol smeichim imanu. The Mishnah Berurah says, and you have to give him money or food. Money that you could buy food or food. But you can't give him a coat for matonis lev yoinim. Normal tzedakah, if you give a coat for tzedakah, it's also tzedakah. You give a coat for tzedakah, it's also tzedakah. Here, you're not the yoytze. Has to be other food. So the mashal, someone goes around and collects for Eitzel Sfar. It's against the idea of Matonis Lev Yonim. To say that it's not Yoytze, I'm mistapik. I don't want to say more because I said here we want people to give more and more and more and more. I don't want the shir to make people not to give. Say, so, oh, a famous maise, Chofetz Chaim, Chai Moizer, someone was nifter in Poilin, left a lot of money. So Gvir Hadir, and they said to do a mitzvah. So the kids decided with the mitzvah they will take a boat and take the body of the mother that was lifted to Eretz Yisrael. That day it cost Hoin Rav. I don't remember if there was the Chafetz Chaim or B'chaim Moizer, one of the two. I said no, they told the kids it's Chaval. I said marry her in Poilin, the money will go to yeshivas. And the other God said, no, take the money to Yerushalayim, take it and take it to Yerushalayim. But I think, say who I don't remember, he passed Natu, so he was the person of Klal Yisrael, so they left her in Poland. But for sure the money to the yeshivas in the end they never gave. This is what the other God said. He told them not to give, so first they don't give, the rest doesn't happen. If he's about to do a mitzvah, don't stop him. So I don't want to tell people not to give tzedakah. The shir here is not for not giving tzedakah. But you have to know that sometime in the Moshe is a sign that they're collecting for a chasana from someone 2 days after Purim. The guy's only legamoy. Doesn't have nothing. You could give it. Vananished. More than a guy, he helps someone in the chasana, he has chayvus now. For the chasana is chayv money. He wants to collect for the poor, but he can't. Again, some say if he feels that he has money and he's very happy. Again, but it's against the idea. The tat of that yeshiva, the tat of that yeshiva, the oitzer of that yeshiva. They're collecting to give coats the whole year in yeshiva. It's against Purim, this is the sign. Against the idea of Hashem. Against Hashem. The idea of Purim is, there's no idiom. I think these people are robbers. They come to houses. The first guy is to give mitzvah that not what Hashem wants today. The inner of the Purim is to give everyone money to have a nice suit. So forget about the guys flying all over the world if it's worth it or not. It's not a shayla.
Yeah? They're businessmen.
What?
They're businessmen.
So Ganovim. Ganovim. Business. Ganovim. Ganovim. First they steal money from tzedakah to fly to California to collect money. Yeah? Then what are they collecting money? For the tap to give out suits. Shavuos. What is the English? They told the guy, call a poish at Yad Noistim Lai. And the Shtar Zahar Locha Bichlal. Again, I said, the idea is, we don't want that the Balabatim will hear the shir, will not give. But a person has to know, he's not even Misasik in Yoni Purim today. Misasik in Yoni Purim. If a Nebach guy comes there, so, that's me, that's a shayla. So it's everyone is collecting money only for the food. Avada the Vada Rabbonim gives money for all different zachim. Moshe Vada Rabbonim is makbi to give the money not with a check. Normally they give it with a check. They give someone 100,000 shekel. Where do we put it? They give a check. For him, they don't give a check. Then you could go and buy food right away with it, with a $100 check.
If the stores are closed, by the time the guy gets it,
first you could come to the mirror to buy food. But I don't mean Dafka the mirror, the same guy that sells the mirror. Say, this guy, yeah, come to your house, you could sell me a cookie, or sell me a cookie. Again, from that comes the Shita, right? The Ritva said, Ein Echanami, a Pruta. But I'm saying the Primigotim, and the Mishabur Bizan the Primigotim. It has to be Oichel or Moel, Shefshali Knoid Mayam Oichel. Now, how much? So it says double choshuv, shiur gimel beitzim. The Tshuva Zvahandoges brings down, what is shiur double choshuv? Rabbi Yashiv says, if you give 50 shekel for one oni, you eat to one oni. You ask them less, he says, 50 shekel you eat. Is that an esl you buy for less? Yes. Oh.
Coffee and
Rogalach. What?
Coffee and
Rogalach. Suda Chashuva? No, Moshe didn't speak about Rogalach. America was no Rogalach. Eilu Shabbat lo Mikhtos, Shabbat lo Kula. Eilu Shabbat lo Mikhtos. So the Machmirim, they do like this. They give. Now, I want to explain the problem. Vada Rabbonim, the last couple of years, tried to take care of it. He was saying, I'm not going now to the different shittas and Vada Rabbonim, but the problem is like this. I, the Moshe, decided I'm a very generous person. I want to give $1,000, but I'll just live here. Right? So I go to Vada Rabbonim and give $1,000. The Maise, I'm losing. Why? They have on the list 5,000 people, right? So what goes to $1,000? A split to 5,000 people. So $1,000 splits to 5,000 people. Every person gets from me even less than a shekel. So could be I was not yoytzi even if it's mishnebura. No one got a pruta. It's started for someone else. A half a lul of me, a half a lul of him. Yosef. Rogalach. Say all this
mishnebura.
It's nothing. You're not yoytzi the mitzvah. There's no suffering about it.
We make someone a shliach to give over 100
half shekels. 100 shekels, you're not yoytzi the mitzvah. How are you going to the mitzvah? If you have 100 half a shekels yourself and you give it to him, so you gave 50 shekels together. That's exactly what we ask. About if you 100 people go and they give half a shekels to one person, you go to the mitzvah. So Vada Rabbonim, so the truth is that Vada Rabbonim today doesn't have 5,000 people that are given poor. They have an instant of 3. But again, if you give 1,000, so Vada Rabbonim Everybody makes a tnai that they only divided lefi pruta. Yeah, how the tnai exactly works, yeah? But you slip a credit card 20 shekel, so it's divided, but the machmirim came from Rechoshes to Rebbe Yashiv. So the Vada Kupas, Vada Abonim, I think, made a tnai that if Rebbe Yashiv is right, it's divided to 50s. If Rebbe Yashiv is not right, it's not divided. Not the 50s. Lambazog and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they say, says 25 shekel is enough. So if Reb Chaim Kanievsky is right, it's divided to 25.
Then you give 2 25s
to
one guy.
No. I gave 50 shekel to
Vada Rabbonim.
And the Fir of Chaim Kanievsky.
You gave 2 25s to one guy.
No, they divided to two different guys.
Oh.
What about all the 300 other guys?
Just divide
whatever
you gave. 5,000
other guys, they don't get?
Next guy that gives, they match him to the other guy. The computer the whole time divides it.
Why don't they just give whatever you gave to my battle? I give 1,000
shekels,
or give 500
shekels? Because you want to be able to 100 mitzvahs. You want to be able to more, you want to be able to... Why you give that? You want... They tell you 5,000, you save me... 5 million that. Well, this is the whole idea. That you're having the Sina Achas, 15 mitzvahs. This is the whole idea. No, and Shumbaya. So you want to be with all the mitzvahs. But the problem is, you're losing the mitzvah, but Matanis Navyani. The same Shem of Vada Yosef, that he said that the Shir has to be Mono Chashuva. Mono, he says, Mono Falafel is a Mono. So he said 15 shekel. There's the a mono chashuva. You can buy 15 shekel for sure. Here, Mr. Tamir, you can get it for that. So I hear that some poskim hold that in Shari Simcha, you can buy for 25 shekel a whole meal. Schnitzel, and they have their. So it's also a shiur that is roi to Dovah Choshev. But again, all of that because this is the idea. Again, even in Lemaise, the Oni doesn't have to go and buy. But the Oni doesn't have to go and buy food with the money. He's allowed to marry off his kid with the money. But when you say, we're collecting for marry off the kid, it's not against the whole Indian of Matanis Levyon. It's against the whole Indian of Matanis Levyon. We'll go by it. Who has to give Matanis Levyon? So again, maybe the Mesakim Lemaise. I'm saying, what I tell Bochrim B'derech Klal is, if you have the money to try to give 20 or 25 shekel each to two anim, if you can, to try to do at least 15 shekel to two anim, and then to divide it how much you want. You know, then to give shekels. Now, who is Chayav in Matanis Lev Yoinim? So in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet, Seif Aleph State, Chayev kol odom liten matanis levyoin. So the Mishnah Berurah, kol odom bein ish bein isha. Simen tof resh tzadikei, the Ramon says, veisho chayeves b'matanis levyoinim u'mishloach monos ke'ish. So the Mishnah Berurah b'shem de Pri Chodosh. Goyen brings it down. Isho? Ish l'rei yuksiv. Ish v'lo isho. So Rabbi Kivi Eger says it's only that the potu midirei kabbalah, but the chay midirei nevi midirabbanon. So basically we have a stira. Here state chayev kol odom b'matonis lev yoinim. Here state chayev v'ishu chayev is matonis lev yoinim shloach monos. And the prichodesh says ish l'rei. So some mefarshim shloach monos is potu because it says ish l'rei, and matonis lev yoinim she's chayev. And the aloche, what the Ramo brings down, Isho chayeves b'matonis le'evyoinim u'mishloach monos, the Magen Avraham says, lo yiro isi shenizorim b'zeh. But you didn't makbid on it?
I don't remember
that you makbid. You don't remember if?
I wasn't home for 3 years.
And before that, your mother went to give matonis le'evyoinim?
Sometimes.
Your father did? You also don't remember? No.
She has the money.
She doesn't have money. Go work.
No, I mean, go to her husband.
So go to her husband, get money and give. I said, her husband blows shofar. She says, I don't have a shofar. My husband goes to shul to a shofar. She says, Chaim, I told you to leave Yemi.
She was giving to her. She didn't have the portion. She didn't have any money for her sister. She didn't have any money. Everything was cost each time.
Every issue of the poor lady. Chama, you don't get stuck anymore. You give your wife and your woman. Yes, I'm asking you, Shana. Every person in America doesn't get stuck because he gives his wife food, buys his wife clothes. I'm not sure. No, 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 no. You don't get stuck. A wife that is married to a husband that is rich, she's not called poor. That's not loche. So he says, Efsha only almon. Look, I'm going to fall. Aval isho, bai lo mishalech, lo lekama anoshi. The husband gives instead of her. Umikol mokoim yesh lehach. Chayodom kitzu shuchanoruch. Says you have to mak the money to the isha. And from Atanas Lev Yoini. So now, the machmirim title like this. He says, if so some you see, some guys in yeshiva, you'll see when they collect money, the people that know, they pick up some money, they tell someone, Zoicha this money for my wife. And then they give it. The machmir, this is what the kitzu shuchanoruch brings down to do. Zoicha money to your wife and give it. It's not good. And the minute that you gave it to her, how you could give it? It's hers. Zochim le'odom, but not zochim me'odom. The k'tzais. So, other you tell your wife in the morning, soon I'm going to be mezaket to your money in yeshiva, and I'm planning to give it, you give me permission. This is the machmirim. One way the machmirim take care of the problem. Second, the way the machmirim take care of the problem. They give it to the guy by tzedakah, that will be zeich and medina v'knayni for the isha. But him, as Eric Moore says, tell money l'ploini v'akadah shloi, v'kodesh medina v'medina v'knayni, so you give it to the guy by tzedakah for my wife.
And she, you have to tell her.
No. He was zeich and the kabbalah from her. It's like, I'm tell money l'ploini v'akadah. Now, some people say that why you don't have to give matonah v'vani for your wife? Ishtoi ki gufoi. The shadow, what happens with your kids? You have bar mitzvah kids, you have daughters. So Ruch HaShulchan says, on your wife, ishtik yegufay. But on your older daughters, you have to be makbid. On your father, you have to be makbid. Okay, now we're going to a big problem. Yes. Now we're going to a big problem that happens in Eretz Yisrael, in America. In Eretz Yisrael, it's two Purims. Blessed Hashem. See, next week, if a person goes to Bnei Brak, comes to Yerushalayim, it's two Purims. It's a halacha that most people in the world don't know. Because in America, it never can happen that you have two Purims. Here, if you go to Bnei Brak or Beit Shemesh, tell us that, you come back to Yerushalayim, you have two Purims. So there's a lot of halachas. If you could have two Purims or not, maybe someone doesn't want Bichlal to have Purim. He goes to Bnei Brak, he stays in Yerushalayim, you doubt it. And he goes to Bnei Brak Friday. He's depressed, he doesn't want Purim. You could skip Purim or not. Every year, at least, I'll say 20 or 30 bochim that come to ask if they could skip Purim. Look, I sent all of them to help the Derech Klal. But now listen very carefully. Vad Rabbonim em kupa sa'ir. Very choshev and kupa, gdoy le'ador stand behind it. Very choshev and kupa. Officially, it's called kupa sa'ir. Why it's called kupa sa'ir? Why kupa sa'ir is called kupa sa'ir? You know? What? Bnei Brak. Officially, the chaloy shem kupa sa'ir is giboit of kupa sa'ir Bnei Brak. Now they start to collect money. Baruch says, I'm into Kupa Sa'ir. Yeah? Takes the $500 that he has to give to Matanas Lev Yoini, and he gives to Kupa Sa'ir. But this Baruch is in the mirror, in Yerushalayim. He was not raised to Matanas Lev Yoini this year. They gave it out to Bnei Brak B'Yudalit. He needs to give Tzedakah, but this Vav, he missed it.
In America?
Oh, he's American. He's into Kupa Sa'ir and Vada Rabbonim. Vada Rabbonim gives in Yerushalayim. He gave his money to Bnei Rabbanim. They said tzedakah. They gave it out in Yerushalayim. So the machlekes apoiskim, if you could give matonis le'evyonim, so we'll double the shayla. And I want to explain it to know very good. It's a tuple kasha. Again, I'm in Yerushalayim. They gave the money Yom Chamishi. So I'm not given Purim. Doesn't work. Ashtas. Doesn't work? B'chur. Say it. Zogt Vada Rabboni, no problem. Zogt Kupa Seir, you live in Yerushalayim. You know, you're right, we will give out the money Friday. Call up, say we wanted to be given out Friday. We'll give it out Friday. So they go Friday, and they give it to the poor people of Bnei Brak Friday. If they stayed poor after they got the Kupas Ayur, if you have Chamishi, they get Friday. But these people, it's not Purim for them today. The Mekabel has to have a Shem Purim to be Mekabel or not? The Mekabel is Mekabel Nahayim. First it has to be given L'chore on my day of my Purim. Then the Shail is, if the Mekabel has to have a Shem Purim. The Chazanish was very makpid that it has to be a Neem like me. It has to be a Neem like me.
Shalom to America would be a Neem.
Well, about being a Duke. Now, I want to tell you, your father, a lot of Bochum here, especially if the parents are stop, you know, not connected to the matzah, they tell them, oh, I have a son in Yerushalayim, give $200 for me with us this year. The guy feels gewaldig, the first guy comes to Yeshiva, he puts in his bag, Nebuch, his father has Purim Yudalit. This Bochum gave it to someone collecting Yerushalayim Yudalit. Not good? Give it to Vanas to Kupas
Ayir? But the same day.
Not the same day.
It's
your Dalit
American.
No, but we said it has to be a prison that is Purim by him.
It is Purim.
No, 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 no. Fakelt. They asked Purim Fakelt. A lot of times the people in America decided to give it to Kupas Ayir. Kupas Ayir is giving it. Lama Zogun, we have to give it by day, not by night. Kupas Ayir is giving it in the morning in Bnei Brak. In America, it's night, it's not pouring yet. Makes a difference. It's not day. You have to ask it by day. So Kupas Ayir has to give it after it's ready morning in America. That's in Ishkantai. It's in the same pouring. But to give it a different Kupa. So, I want to go lat. I want to go lat. So the Katchilu you have to be machmir. Katchilu you have to be machmir. So today the Kupas Ayir take care of the Zachem. And what the Kupas Ayir do? Say Kupas Ayir Bnei Brak, they give out to people in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. And the Vada Rabbanim gives all over. And again, the Tznoim work. That person gets from that person, that person gets from that person, and it works out. What? They make the cheshbon. That's for the people of that, they give only that amount. Now, why I'm saying it's so important, it's megat to every bocher that decides to have this year two Purim. I'm saying, halacha lemaaseh now. Now, without chumos. Lamazag and the bocher decides, you know, it's hard for him to learn Yudalit here, he will have two Purim. Yeah? Once, I get to have Hodor Kiblu B'mei HaShverosh twice. So he's planning to go to Bnei Brak, to Yom Chamishi, he's going to the Bet Shemesh. Ramat Bet Shemesh. See? He comes there, he has a Purim there, and we'll see next week exactly the halachas, how he gets a Purim there. He has a Purim. See? When Suda's Purim, he found someone to invite him for the Suda, Adri Yoda is Yoitze, Megillah he listens, supposed to be Matanis Lev Yoinim. He gave an yeshiva. He gave for Tezvov, he didn't give for Yudalit. You have to be makpid to give for Yudalit. You come back Friday, you have to give for Tezvov. So you will see, Be'ez Hashem, people will go around in yeshiva, Shtei Anim Yudalit, Shtei Anim Tezvov. Shtei Anim Yudalit, Shtei Anim Tezvov. That's how people will collect. Shtei Anim Udorim Yudalit, Shtei Anim Udorim Tezvov. And you have to know if the guy's honest. Some guys, you know, they go around with his bag, you see the guy, I'll be honest. So some get maybe they make fnoy pay. Now, so the fear when Yashiv comes out from a Torah Sefiyani, you need 200 shekel. For 200 in Yerushalayim, 200 in Bnei Brak. So this is, if you want, you don't have to go to Bnei Brak. If you want to do Purim Mehudol if you have a Yashiv, it's 200 shekel to some Torah Sefiyani. The Maharsho is Mistapik and Megillah, interesting to Sofik. Maharsho has interesting to Sofik and Megillah. If you give a family, it's called one oni, or because there's a lot of kids in the family, it's called the Yoytzim Atonis Lev Yoni. So the Maharsho has Mistapik. Now, the Mishnebura and Simon Tov Reish Tzadik Bey, Sifkot Na'alef says, לחבן בבירקס השכיונו על משלוח מונס וסודס פורים ושיועדי על כך לשץ. In the morning, בשעס מיקרו מגילו, when you say שכיונו, you מחבן על כל מצווה סיועים. סודס פורים, משלוח מונס, and tell the שץ to have a dance to be moi to you. So once we said a shir, it's not for today, why you have to tell the שץ to מחבן to be moi to you and call מצווה סיועים? You tell the shatz to be moitzi you in Shechiyon, like Mikro Megillah. You have a das, not only the Mikro Megillah, also Matanas Lev Yoinim, and also Mishloach Monas, and also Sudas Ayoyim. Why the shatz has to know, when he's doing the bracha, that he's mechavet to moitzi you, and Matanas Lev Yoinim, Mishloach Monas, Sudas Ayoyim? Why? That's your shayla. You ask someone, moitzi me and eats. He holds a grape, and you're holding an apple. In your pocket, you have raisins. I don't want to tell him. You want, you know, Mama, then I can erase it, yeah? You come to a Suda Rosh Hashanah. The Balabai is Mechavet, the Moitz Yon Shechiyon. He only didn't eat the Rimoin. You never had that Pamela and oranges. You're Mamish behind. So you tell him, Moitz Shechiyon. You tell him, but by me, you know, every... Moitz Shechiyon. So why the Mishnah Bura says, you have to tell the Shatz, when he's doing Shechiyon and Mikro Megillah, to have a dust to be Moitz Yon, and Mitzvah Sayon. So, but I say it in the Mishnah Berurah. I think everyone knows that. In the morning, Shechiyonu, Yemechaven, call Mitzvah Sayyid. Frank de Welt, why it says, Shechaven Lotzes, Mishloach Mones, Vesudas Purim. It doesn't say, to Mechaven, Matonis Lev Yainim. Who is the Mitzvah Matonis Lev Yainim? Mishnah Berurah says, Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, Sifkot Na'alef. שחיונו ונוכל לך בברכה שחיונו גם על משלח מולס וסוד הספורים שהם גם מצווס ויועדי אז על השץ שהצורך כבון אז שמע ומשמיע ובכחילש ולכב את הברכה שחיונו דיועם כי זמנו ביועם ומי שאין לו מגילו לא יבורך שחיונו על משלח מולס וספורים וזהו דובר הנוהג בכל יועם בכל שבס ויונדף ויש אוים שרואי לבור הזמן על היום, אם יתאיתו כבר שונס, אז זה דרך המשנבור. So the shaila is, why the משנבור missed out my toilers לב יוינים? So פויסקי זמננו, say למייס את המחוון, also my toilers לב יוינים, and the מחמיר עם תאגי המח ואת המחוון, also my toilers לב יוינים. Why the משנבור didn't bring it down? So I heard two Givaldiki reasons why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. One reason, if he would say that you have to be Mechaven and Matonis Lev Yoinim, so what would be if a person goes around to collect money in the middle of Shachis? You know, sometimes some people come and collect in the middle of Shachis. So you tell them, I can't give you, Luchnish Yetzi Shechiyonu. Right? The guy will miss out. The Yikam Mitzvah is called Apoishin Yad Noisnim Loi. So Mishnah Berurah didn't want to tell you to be machmir to mechavet shechiyonu, then no one will give the anim. Another reason could be because you don't make shechiyonu that someone is poor. It's not Dorosha Besimcha. It's a Chus, a Rashba, something like that. Now, what if someone is poor, you have a friend that is poor. You could give him Mishloach Manas and also Yoytzim and Tonas and Yoytzim together. Because the Bokha doesn't have nothing. Levadoi. Nothing. So you take, you give him also Mishloach Manas. And also Matanas Levyanim. You can be Yoytzim or not. Zok, you know, it's a suffix if you didn't, if you Yoytzim. It's Oysa Chavilas Chavilas. Now, as a Chumre, if the Rabbi Yomin Zilber and Oz Nidberu, and the Moyadim is Manim, all of the Choshevet do it in Yeshiva and Makmina is Chumre, not to eat before Matanas Levyanim. And not to eat before Mishloach Manas. Because as an Isra to eat before the Kiyum Mitzvah, like we know you're not allowed to eat before Megillah. For sure not a Suda Gdoyla. Again, today, Matanas Levyanim is not such a problem because without God they collect them any before. Just, again, when you collect before, you have to know, if the poor person comes before and you give him, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. Because you gave it to him before poor. Ashtus. So what they do is, it's a shayla, but the gaboim is, they collect it, and they shomer it for you till Purim, and in Purim they give it b'shmucha. But now that they're zeichen now for the honey. If they're zeichen now for the honey, so maybe you're not yet in the mitzvah. So guys know, some guys go to collect. I ask him, well, what, you're zeichen? He doesn't know. And someone asks him to go around with a bag to collect. So it doesn't work. He has to know. He's a shomer, to the money, till Purim, and then he's giving it over to the guy. But if not, it's a garnish. Some people say no. In Purim, you're allowed to eat before Matanas Levyanim and before Mishloach Manas. Why? It says, Yemei Mishte v'simche u'mishloach Manas u'matanas Levyanim. Yemei Simche is also part of the Mitzvah. So I'm doing Yemei Simche. I'm not allowed to eat before I do a mitzvah. Here I'm doing a mitzvah. Yemei Simcha. Mishloach Manas, Matanas Levyanim, everything belongs to the same mitzvah. Val, everything belongs to the same mitzvah. We may not be allowed to eat. The Maaseh, the Leket Yoishal says, the Maaseh, I know the Machmirim in Yeshiva, my days, I don't know how it goes today, they would have in their packet, Matanas Levyanim they gave. Everyone gives, people collect, don't worry. Before you eat, the hanim already by you, yeah? But the machmir, they like to sit and learn mismanage a couple hours before they leave. So they come with like a little bag with cookies and something, and after that, they give it over to us, and then they sit and learn. You see, the shiva is all appalled like that. But that's clear, the same atonis, Mishloach Manas runs around. All the machmirim use the same one. It just runs around the bench. Then the last person gives it back to the first person. That's a good one. Now, this week is Parsha Shkolim. And Zeichel a mitzvah for Machtzis HaShekel. Be'etzem, we give out the Shkolim before Purim. We don't give it now. But we read the Kriya. If Shkolim, we read it. And Shul. Shabbos Mevorachim Odo. Because Be'echot Be'odor Mashmim al Ashkolim. Val Be'echot Be'odor Mashmim al Ashkolim. So this is the reason we read it Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh Odor, we read Parsha Ashkolim. The Ramo brings down in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet Seif Aleph. Sheyeshliten Koydem Purim Machtzis Min HaMatbea Kovua Bo'is Umokim Bo'is HaZman. זייכר למחציס השקל שיוניסלים באודו, ומאחר שגימל פעומים נמה ארבעתירה, ישנית עם גימל פעומים. So here is different minogim. If you give it in Tainis Esther, or you give it before Purim, you've seen the places where you put on the plates, and America is not a shayla, you give it Tainis Esther afternoon. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's two different, most people give it for Purim, some people give it by Tainis Esther. Different minhagim because here the Tainis is not Motzei, the Purim is not Motzei a Tainis. וישליטם וכן בכל מדינה ומדינה. The Lashon HaRamah is mashma, you have to give a coin, a half a coin, in that country. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to give a chatzi shekel. So the Chazon Ish holds, in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot use a half a dollar. You'll see a lot of people put in the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they want people, like in America, they want people to use their pushke, so they have like three half dollars. And like this, everyone comes. Zayche puts it, but no. And Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish said, could be it's not good. It's not a matbea here. And you have to know, even the dollars could be, you could use it. Not to try to pay, not every time they're asking to accept it. But coins are not legal in this country. Now I know, I could go to a bank and give a dollar, the bank will change it for me. If I go to the department, if I give coins, the bank doesn't change it. It's in every country like that. If you have money, they change. In the places that they change. Coins, they don't have to change.
Is there any money
left out? Wait. Yes, some people hold like that. Some say, no. A chatzi shekel doesn't have a shavius. It's not. Dumi, there was a Beis HaMikdash. And they put a chatzi shekel, they put a chatzi dollar in the places. So the ma'ase, the best thing is, what I do is, I try to go to a place that has the chatzi dollars, and I give chatzi shekels to the pushke. Then, on the tzad that is not good, I mechabit b'zeich in the dollars, and then I put back the dollars. Or I give it to two places. Now, the shaila is, if you have to give a chatzi, dafka, or you could give a shekel. The Maharsham says that it's better to have a chatzi. The Maaser Rav says, no, you don't have to take dafka a chatzi. You could take a shekel. You could take a shekel. So now, there's two arguments that I want to explain. Some people hold that you have to give lamazon chatzi shekel for machzor shekel. So zeich, you have to give three. You give three half shekels. What if you only have a 2 shekel coin? So it's 2 chumas. The leichter chum, meikar din, you can give it and it's okay. Yeah, if it's worth the amount of 3 half shekels, it's okay. Chumre aleph, you mechaven that you're only giving a shekel and a half for zeich or machzor shekel, and the other half you're giving in a davar to the shul. Chumra beis, you have to have 3 coins of chatzi shekel. Again, now what do they explain? In Beis HaMikdash we know, ha'osher lo yarbe ve'adal lo yamit. The idea of chatzi shekel was sharp chatzi shekel. We're doing a zeichel. So we do it 3 times, because it says in the Torah 3 times. So here's the shaila. I'm doing zeichel, I'm doing it 3 times, so I have to give that amount? What is the answer is minogim, but I have to give. To give extra, I'm not doing the minute. But I don't have, I have 2 shekels. So the rest is nedava. But I have to give tzedakah. The yeshiva doesn't mind that I'll give tzedakah. But the bigger chumra is to take coins. If you have a lot of kids, they have a lot of coins. Or, you put 3 coins, then you put money inside, you pick it up again. Like this you do for all of your kids. It's different minhagim. In our days, Lemaisa, the Iker minhag is that we give to everyone, and even the Isha Mubeles, we give for the kid, we give Zeichel Lemachzis Hashekel. This is the minhag. So I'm saying again, Me'iker Adin, every person, now you have to know. I don't know what is your minhag, but Lemaisa, when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're on your own, you have to take care of your Zeichel Lemachzis Hashekel. When you're in America, we still know your father goes. Could be your father tells you that he's giving in America for you. Say that. And then when you're on your own, you have a chiyuv to mekayim mitzvah zeich lemachzis hashekel. And again, some people do it on dollars, some people do it on chatzi shekels. Me'ikar adin, the Goyen says, you just give money that is worth at least a shekel and a half, and it's okay. Like Katchila, we said, only that shiur, and the bigger like Katchila is, to give 3 coins of chatzi shekel.
It's a walking